So grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ calls us to follow him. This discipleship is not optional. To belong to Jesus Christ with him as Savior means to belong to him with Jesus Christ as Lord. There is a cost to discipleship. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, power of the living God, here in our midst, breathe your mighty breath upon us. Holy Spirit, power of the living God in us, move our souls to tears. Holy Spirit, power of the living God, pour out such a blessing that we tangibly know you have visited us with your favor through these 40 days, that we experience an awakening in our hearts and a ministry born of revival. We pray in the name of the Son who promised that you would come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew records Jesus saying to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must first deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Elijah said to the widow, "First make me something." Putting God first is incredibly important to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and a follower of the living God. That first step must be there to deny yourself. This means that you don't have the ability, you do not have the capacity to follow Jesus without first denying yourself. And this means to deny your own desires, your own will. The Greek word translated as deny means to forget oneself, to lose sight of oneself, one's own interests. After you forget about your own interests, that's the deny yourself part, it's take up your cross. That means die to yourself. Die to your own ways. Die to what I want so I can live for what he wants. Lesson 21 of our 30 discipleship exercises. Most of you would have done that this morning or sometime today. Galatians chapter 2, that verse from there, it teaches us that we have been crucified with Christ. We are no longer alive, but it is Christ alive in us, so that we live by faith in the Son of God. Now, how do we make those words, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, really hit the road? We have to take our own wants, our own desires, off of the throne of our heart so that Jesus rules as Master and Lord. What's interesting, lesson 22, tomorrow, if you're following the schedule most are on, it talks about generosity. And the reason it comes right after self-denial, because particularly in our American culture, our American context, giving generously to the Lord teaches our hearts to love the Lord. So you deny what you want so you can give for what the Lord wants. And God planned this whole thing for tonight because I had already planned what talk about what I am tonight long before this book, I got to that section. Oh, self-denial today. Oh, generosity tomorrow. Because if you listen carefully to the words I'm sharing tonight, listen carefully, children too, it may just change your life. Again, that Dietrich Bonhoeffer, only the believing obey and only the obedient believe. Generosity, giving to the Lord, denying ourselves, taking up the cross, following him. Martin Luther expressed this truth in this way. People go through three conversions. The conversion of their head, their heart, and their purse. Unfortunately, not all happen at the same time. Head, I understand. Heart, I love. My money, my purse, that too? We have died in Christ. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow. Here is something for you to ponder. Each of you to really ponder these things. Your credit card statement and your bank statement, they are theological documents. This is why they are theological documents. Your credit card statement and your bank statement, they tell what is most important in your life. In a manner, they tell you what you worship, who you follow. You see, they're theological statements about your faith and what you believe. Giving to the Lord is an extremely important discipleship practice. It's a discipleship calling. The third stanza of the song that we sang recently, The Wonderful Cross, is this. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. It demands all of you. All of your possessions, all of your time, all of your skills, all of your resources. To follow Christ means all. Perhaps you've heard this said, adults, perhaps you've heard this said to you. People say the reason they don't go to church is because the church is always asking for money. However, if you would investigate what they are saying, the real truth would show this much more. It has to do with the individual's selfishness. They don't want to give to the Lord. William Wilberforce, he worked tirelessly to rid the British nation and the whole influence of Britain and the world of the slave trade. He fought for 20 years in the Parliament of Britain to end the British slave trade. Another passion had captured William Wilberforce's heart also, and that was the reformation of the manners of the British people, meaning the morals of the British people. He got involved in 69 different philanthropic causes. We'll try to say that word. And he gave away at least 25% of his income yearly to the poor, to parachurch groups, to Sunday schools, and so forth. And he even wrote a book, A Practical View of the Prevailing Religious System of Professed Christians in the Higher and Middle Classes in this country, contrasted with real Christianity. A paraphrased book of that is available, and it's simply titled Real Christianity. I commend that book to you. It is a good book. Observing the culture of Britain at that time, Wilberforce came to see what we see in our own culture. Ourselves are most important. And everything goes for ourselves. And looking at his culture, it was blaringly clear selfishness is such a root of the problem. And the one thing about selfishness is it will always stay away from recognizing and admitting the truth that we are selfish. A selfish person will never say, I'm selfish. If you don't believe me, ask a child who is selfish if they're selfish. No, I share, but it's mine. I don't have to share mine. Unfortunately, a lot of adults live that same way. Now, on the other hand, God is seeking for us to have a faith that not only believes, but a faith that becomes a passion and is put into action. This way of faith requires we go all in.
making it obvious by the manner that we live that worldly things do not even come close to the worth and value of heavenly things.
As Nagma Abedini shares also, in Muslim countries, when you become a Christian, it's all in. There's no cultural Christianity. Either you're all in, meaning you could lose all, or don't. We are called to be all in.
Remember, Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And that's when he's teaching about storing up treasures in heaven. So what does this look like in practical daily life?
This. When you see an offering plate, what do you feel? Do you see an obligation? Do you see a duty? Do you see, I have to pay my dues? Or do you see, well, that's how the expenses of the church are met?
As a disciple of Jesus Christ, I invite you to see something vastly different.
Children, I invite you to see something vastly different here. This is your opportunity to honor God. This is a glorious opportunity to express your love for God. This is an opportunity to say, I trust you, Lord. I will give to you.
Just like that widow of Zarephath, Elijah said, first, make me.
And she was well supplied all through the drought.
This is an opportunity for you to say, I love you, Lord God.
It's an opportunity of expressing your faith.
Bring the whole tithe into the Lord's house. This is about your spiritual life. It's about your heart. Who do you really love?
You see, it's so much more. It's so much more. Your heart, your soul.
This is your spiritual offering to the Lord.
As it comes from your head to your heart to your hand, and you take that offering and you put it in the offering plate, that is an act of worship, an act of honoring and glorifying the living God. It's between you and the Father. It's a spiritual act.
Don't worry about from the offering plate to where the offering goes after it's been in the plate. Worry about your heart and what you're doing as you put your life into that offering plate.
Focus on the action of giving to the Lord.
It's a spiritual principle of being a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Bring the whole tithe. If you're wondering, is that enough? Again, that question about selfishness. And again, a selfish person never admits to being selfish. If you're looking at a number or a quantity, what does it say about your spiritual life?
The Word of God, bring the whole tithe. Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. This was long before the law was given to Moses. Long before all those things are written in the book of Deuteronomy, Abraham gave.
Jacob promised, if you bring me back to the spot, I will give you a tenth of all. Tithing was before the law, and we as children, tithing is not the point you reach, it's the point you start at, and giving.
And you notice on offerings, I oftentimes then lift the plate up to signify, this is yours, Lord.
And then, don't worry about what's next. Worry about your heart to it.
Personal story. That video, God's Pie.
My family, Heather and I, give to the Lord first. As soon as the income comes into the house, a paycheck, the very next Sunday, there will be more than a tithe given to the Lord. And I've shared some of those times, you know, Lord, this is darn tootin' hard to write. But it is to the Lord. Because I can tell you from personal experience, blessings will come your way. The number of times Heather and I have been recipient of gifts from various people, unknown, and don't want to be known that they gave the gifts. A true blessing from the Lord. The number of things that are given to me from my dad, he called me up today, hey, you want some more tools? And I say, sure, give me the tools. That's a blessing from the Lord. I don't have to buy them, they're being given to me. But more than that, it teaches me to trust God. My family was incredibly blessed this week. I heard the phone call on Tuesday came from Emmanuel Christian Academy, the school my daughters go to. And calling from ECA, first thought, okay, who's sick? You know what I mean? A parent could call from the school, but no, everyone's fine. Here's some good news. We applied for your daughters for a scholarship, and they received the scholarship. The rest of your tuition balance for this year will only be $25.50. And I just praised God. Unlooked for. And goodness and compassion and blessing of God came. The letter came in the mail today, so we have a thank you to write to the Springfield Foundation and the scholarship that it was for. But because we put the Lord first, the Lord will meet your needs in wondrous ways like that. So worry about your mind, to your hand, to your heart, to your pocketbook, to your purse, and just give. Bring the whole tithe. And just like that widow of Zarephath was provided for, her and her son Elijah, you will be provided for. This act of worship, if you hear these words I speak tonight, it will change your life. Amen.